I am here with Dave and Joe from Glass Animals. How are you doing, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm really good. Joe's coughing.
Oh, God.
I think he's dying.
Terrible. Terrible time.
Can you fix him?
I can't, I'm afraid. Oh, I wish I knew how.
Useless.
Damn it. Okay.
I try. Sorry.
I'll try later.
Well, kind of jumping into the questions right away. So, of course, you guys released the phenomenal album, How to Be a Human Being, over the summer. Congratulations once again on that. It's awesome.
Thanks.
I do like it. Thanks.
I love it. It's a great, great album. The current single, Pork Soda. It's a very unique name. I myself have only heard it once before at a bar in Montreal. There is a drink
there's
called,
a drink
Pork,
called
Soda.
Pork Soda. Really?
Yeah, it's really good. If you guys are over in Montreal.
Yeah, we're going. What's the bar called?
Brutus. It's in an area called Beaubien. I'll give you the details.
Area called
for
what?
It. Brutus. That's okay, the name of the place.
Okay.
It's a bacon themed bar.
Whoa.
I know.
Sweet. Wow. Okay, we're going there.
Okay, yes, please.
I'm
do.
Vegetarian, so I will not be coming.
Yeah,
to...
I think,
but it's just
all
bacon
the food has bacon, so
it's just bacon flavor.
Vegan? Is it vegan bacon bar?
No, it's very not.
It's
vegan.
Not corn.
No,
it's just real bacon.
I'm afraid not. I'm sorry.
Sorry, but, Joe.
Yeah, well, then I think this makes this question all the more interesting. If you cannot have meat. Why pork soda? Why that name?
Why?
It's quite unusual.
I could show you a picture of
it's
why,
not work
but
on
it
the radio.
Doesn't transmit down radio frequency.
Okay.
I saw a tattoo, basically. I saw a woman's tattoo, and it was of a pig, and it said pork soda in the middle of this pig, and it was the coolest tattoo I've ever seen. And I took the name from there. And she told me, I asked her what the tattoo was, what it meant, and she said it was a meal that she used to eat when she was a kid, cooking pork in Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds kind of, you know, possibly.
I've had it before.
Very unhealthy.
Before I was. It's really good.
Is it?
Cherry cola.
Cherry cola.
You boil a ham in cherry Coke.
Wow.
And it gets all that sticky and glazy.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
Well,
yeah,
Coke, like,
there you go.
Breaks stuff down. So I guess it's like probably really like.
Tender.
Yeah.
Delicious. Yeah.
Probably. We'll have to.
No, definitely.
Go
I've
hunt
done
that
it.
Down.
It's delicious.
Okay.
It. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
It's a Charlie Seaward. Special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Joe's dad.
Like, for real.
Can you cook me one?
I'll ask him to,
okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
I think you should.
Yeah.
In celebration of the new single.
I'm going to do that. Thanks, Joe.
There you go. We learn new things every day.
My friends are four, Dave.
Nice. Well, speaking of the single, and I'll say singles, because kind of looping into all the other ones that have come out. So you guys have, for each of the other singles, done some kind of cool extra project, you know, like Life Itself got a website, Youth got a Tumblr page, Season 2, Episode 3 got an interactive video game. So are we going to see Pork Soda at Tesco anytime soon? Is that going to be on the shelves?
No, that's a big logistical operation.
The record label weren't into that.
They weren't. We tried, actually.
Dang.
But we do have something cooking.
Oh.
But we can't. Maybe soon.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, I can't say what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we will keep our
Very
eyes
soon.
Out for that.
Yeah, we've got lots of ideas.
Okay. Also kind of touching on the singles and just kind of you guys' music in general. So in your music, you guys use a lot of really cool sounds. So whether it be like a sample or something you guys did yourself, distorted voices. I know you use like sounds from like bins in Pork Soda. So what is your favorite sound on the album? Like very specific sound.
Ooh.
I like Dave's voice.
Oh, thanks, Joe. That's actually in all the songs.
Yeah, that's my favorite noise.
Yeah. That's good.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
Dulcet tones.
What else is good? There's an owl.
Dave's warble.
Where's the owl?
The owl. You wouldn't know it was an owl because I took the little, like, ooh, and I put it over, I sampled it and put it over the sampler so you could play all the different notes. Hoo, hoo, hoo. And it is the main line in Youth.
Yeah, that's
all owl. All this, basically all the synths in that song are owls.
That makes so much sense. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's my favorite because it just doesn't sound like an owl anymore.
Also, you guys are going to be playing Reading and Leeds this year. Also, very, very nice. So I know you guys have also played before. So I'm wondering, I know you guys have also mentioned that you used to go when you're younger. So how has it been to kind of go from being, you know, like the people camping out and watching all these other big bands play. And now you're kind of on the other side. And plus, since you've done it more than once now, is it starting to feel less like crazy?
It's still crazy. Mostly it's a relief. You see these poor people on the other side of the fence, covered in mud, just booze flying everywhere.
But yeah, no, it's really fun. It's really, really fun to play play festivals.
Cool. I guess kind of moving on to my final question. So we all know you guys love pineapples. It's a thing.
They're cool.
They're pretty cool. Yeah,
I like them.
They seem to appear quite often.
They're delicious. Mainly, it started off as a bit of a. Not a joke, but a kind of personal thing, and now it's blown out of proportion.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. Like, if you think glass animals, you probably will see a pineapple.
Yeah.
It happens. So, with that, do you guys love pineapples enough to put them on pizza?
No.
Don't be silly. That's disgusting. No.
Just thought I'd test you.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. Do you put them on pizza?
I think I tried it once when I was much younger, but I don't remember, so I don't know.
You don't remember? Your mind deleted the memory because it was so awful.
Yeah, my family's Italian, so if I actually did it, they would probably hunt me down.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's
just not worth it. It's a waste of pineapple and a waste of pizza, of two very good things.
Yes.
Why?
Here.
Yeah, okay, well, I will remember that. Yeah. You guys, despite loving pineapples, pizza and pineapples will forever be a no-no.
Separate to each other, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, if you guys say it, I think it's final. So,
really?
I think so.
I don't think anything we ever say should be taken as the final words on any matter.
I think this might be one of those things.
This is
the exception to that rule.